With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden used an Oval Office address to rally America behind Israel and Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his primetime speech, the president declared it is vital for America's national security for Israel and Ukraine to succeed in their wars. He said Hamas terrorists and Russia's Vladimir Putin represent different threats, but share a common goal.
They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilated.
The president said he would send an urgent funding request to Congress, which could total $100 billion. He described it as a smart investment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the wake of pushback from some fellow Republicans, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says he's not dropping out of the race for House Speaker.
I'm still running for Speaker, and I plan to go to the floor and get the votes and win this race. But I want to go talk with a few of my colleagues. Particularly, I want to talk with the 20 individuals who voted against me so that we can move forward and begin to work for the American people.
Jordan canceled a third vote on his nomination as Speaker. It's not known when he'll call for another vote. A former federal prosecutor says Sidney Powell's guilty plea in the case over efforts to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 loss in Georgia is a significant win for the district attorney prosecuting the former president and others. Former U.S. Attorney John Fishwick says Powell was at ground zero of these allegations. Powell pleaded guilty Thursday to six misdemeanors, accusing her of conspiring to intentionally interfere with the performance of election duties. Powell will serve 6 years of probation. Powell has agreed to testify truthfully against her co-defendants at future trials. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 250 points, the Nasdaq dropping 128, the S&P 500 lower by 36. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the connections between American Jews and the State of Israel.
The vast majority of Jewish people in this country vote Democrat and are often critical of Israel, but that doesn't mean they don't love the Jewish state at a fundamental level. According to a survey from the Pew Research Center, 82% of American Jews say caring about Israel is essential to what being Jewish means to them. 60% say they have a lot in common with Israeli Jews, and nearly half have visited the country at least one time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sex change operations on children would be banned in Wisconsin under a Republican bill passed this week, but Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto the measure. Republicans don't have enough voters for an override. More than 20 other states have enacted laws that bar doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on youngsters for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Federal authorities say thousands of IT workers contracting with American companies secretly sent millions of dollars of their wages to North Korea to fund its ballistic missile program.
The Justice Department says the workers dispatched by North Korea to work remotely with companies in St. Louis and elsewhere in the U.S. used false identities to get the jobs. FBI officials say the money they earned was funneled to the North Korean weapons program. Authorities have announced the seizure of $1.5 million and 17 domain names as part of the investigation, which is ongoing. Rich Thomason reporting.
Canada's foreign minister says the country has recalled 41 of its diplomats from India after the Indian government said it would revoke their diplomatic immunity, escalating a spat over the slaying of a Sikh separatist in Canada. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.